This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Geek Squad. My name is Anthony. How can I help you today?
Hello, Mr. Anthony. My name is Jalen from XPO. I'm sorry, I was giving you a call back on behalf of Mr. Detect Eddie. He was requesting a delivery charge for the refrigerator that was made.
Okay, I'm going to need his FMS number.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. And I just want to be sure this is the external number with 667, correct?
Possibly. What's the rest of the number?
667-37216.
Okay, do you remember the name of the customer?
Yes, sir. The name of the customer is, I'm sorry if I'm butchering her name, but Adamaris. So it's Adamaris. And Cuevas. So that's Cuevas. And the address is 549 Parker Avenue, Aurora, Illinois, 6055.
Okay. I'm just pulling that up right now. And you said he just needs a case ID for this?
Tech 80 was requesting a delivery charge for the refrigerator because it couldn't be installed because of the water line. He was calling, you know, to collect the breeze code.
Okay, and I can provide you the breeze code.
Yes, sir.
Just let me ask you a couple quick questions to sort of speed this along. Did the refrigerator not get installed?
No, sir. Couldn't install it because of the water line. They couldn't install the water line.
Okay. What was wrong with the water line?
Refrigerator was
installed due to issues with the water line. Was it a shutoff valve or something that was rusted or corroded?
I do apologize. I'm unsure. He said that it was still, he just couldn't install because of the water line. They couldn't install the water line.
Okay, water line can mean a couple different things, though. That's the only problem is, because a hose kit is a water line. The shutoff valve is part of the water line. So if we don't know if it's something that we provided that they couldn't work with, or was it the customer's, you know, valve, like their actual water system that was the problem? Because if that is the case, we would need to get a plumber to go out there, or the client would need to get a plumber to go out there to fix that. So that's a very important distinction. Do you happen to know exactly where the issue was coming from?
No, sir. I can get back with him. Okay. I do apologize. So I just have to give you guys a call back.
I mean, that's totally fine. I can always just reach out to the customer myself to confirm this information. Give me just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Either way, let me ask you this. Was the refrigerator still dropped off at the customer's home, or did it go back to the warehouse?
I'm unsure exactly if it left. I do apologize. Yes, sir.
No problem.
What?
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. I do apologize, but I just have to give you guys a call back. I just don't have that information.
And that's fine. Did provide have a breeze code created for you, so I'll tell you what, I can upload that into our system. If you'd like to call back, just ask the next agent that you speak to for the notes taken by Anthony, and they should be able to look up the information that I post in the system about it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You had the breeze code?
Yes, I do have the Breeze code. I'm going to upload it into our system. I don't know if I can provide it to you yet if you're still
Oh,
missing
okay.
information, but just let me know and I will get you whatever I can provide you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, but thank you very much for calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you in just a minute.
No problem, sir. Thank you as well. Thank you for speaking with me at XPO. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You as well. Take care.